بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed a few guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to how he should respond to those who were opposing him whenever any disagreement broke out, any dispute took place, and how should he respond to them. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, that adopt a position of forgiveness, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and enjoin that which is correct, command with that which is correct, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and ignore those who are ignorant. Do not waste time responding to those who are ignorant. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when any dispute breaks out, when any argument takes place or disagreement takes place, then despite this being the guidance, but it is natural, it is part of human nature, that a person may become angry, he may become upset, and when there is anger, then a person will generally respond in the incorrect way. So what should a person do when this happens, when he becomes angry, he becomes upset? وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah says that if any evil insinuation or evil suggestion comes to you from the side of shaitan, in other words, shaitan causes your temper to flare, and he now incites you to respond in an evil way or in a harsh way, then فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek protection in Allah from shaitan. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, verily Allah is all-hearing, all-knowledgeable. So this is the prescription when a person becomes angry and he now is going to display harsh behavior to somebody, then he should immediately recite ta'awudh, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek Allah's protection from shaitan. And here Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned that there are three places in the Quran where Allah instructs us or guides us with regard to responding to people, especially when it comes to disputes or disagreements. And in all three places, immediately after giving us guidance with regard to how to respond, Allah then reminds us to seek protection from shaitan. This verse that is mentioned, then we have the other verse, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةِ نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. Allah says that respond to any harm that is caused to you, any evil that is caused to you, respond in a good way. And then, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that seek Allah's protection from the whisperings of shaitan. Likewise, the third verse, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, the verse continues. Again, Allah guides a person to respond in a good way. And then Allah says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, that seek Allah's protection from shaitan. So in this, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned is an indication that especially when it comes to disagreements, disputes between two people, this is where shaitan makes a very great attempt and effort to derail a person, to take a person away from Allah. And therefore a person should be wary, should be on guard, that he seeks Allah's protection from shaitan, and he does not allow his temper to rise or his temper to flare, and he does not respond in an incorrect way. So this is with regard to responding to people. And then Allah speaks about those who have taqwa, that if they become angry and they perhaps initially respond in the incorrect way, immediately Allah causes some realization within their hearts and minds, and then they then come back to what is correct. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says that those people who generally have taqwa, when any whispering comes to them from shaitan, تَذَكَّرُوا, although initially they may give in to this whispering, but تَذَكَّرُوا, very shortly thereafter, they then realize, they see what is correct, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and then they proceed with insight. They have insight, مُبْصِرُونَ, in other words, they see with the eyes of iman, and they realize what is correct and what is incorrect, and they then rectify their behavior. So whether it is with regard to anger or with regard to any other sin, any other act of disobedience, a person who generally has taqwa and he makes an effort to be conscious of Allah, to obey Allah, if a time does come where shaitan does whisper into his ears, into his heart, and he then perhaps does the wrong thing, Allah will make it such that he will realize shortly thereafter, he will not prolong himself in the sin, and then he will see with the eyes of iman. On the other hand, those who do not have taqwa, wa ikhwanuhum, the brothers of the shayateen, those whose lives are perpetually in disobedience, yamuddunahum fil ghay, then when shaitan gets hold of them, then the shayateen drag them on deeper into their error, into their misguidance. Thumma la yuqsirun, And they do not fall short in misguiding them. So this is the difference between those who have taqwa and those who normally befriend the shayateen and lead their lives in a haphazard manner. Those who have taqwa may still err, they may still slip up, but they will not continue for very long. And those who generally do not give much thought or much care to the deen of Allah, when shaitan does trip them up, then they continue and they prolonged in that act of disobedience, that act of sin. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or Allah then says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتَهَا, that these mushrikeen are such that when they demand some miracle or some sign from you, and you do not bring it to them, then they then mock you and say, why don't you just fabricate the sign, fabricate the miracle, as you always do. قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي, that listen, I only follow the path that has been revealed to me from my Rabb. I am only able to produce miracles which Allah gives to me. And the greatest miracle is in front of you. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, this Qur'an is a book of insight from your Rabb. بَصَائِر, in other words, it is full of wisdom, full of guidance. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ, and it is a mercy لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for that group who has iman. So instead of demanding other miracles, look at the Qur'an. This is the greatest miracle. Read the Qur'an, understand the Qur'an, and in this you will find your guidance and your hidayat. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.